السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen. May Markaz Sahaba under your guidance, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala take it from height to height, strength to strength, and may the Ummah throughout the world benefit from the beautiful nasihat and advices given on this beautiful radio station. And likewise for our listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Sawfat, and verses 45, 46, 47. We know when we go to Makkah Mukarramah, we perform tawaf, we go round and round the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the cube as the people call it. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us what will happen there in Jannat al-Firdaus, in paradise. Yutafu alayhim bika'asim min ma'in. Yutafu, and it will be rotated, alayhim, upon them. Bika'asim min ma'in, that cup, min ma'in, from that running water, pure, pure water. Remember, everything of Jannah and Paradise is beyond our perception, comprehension with our puny little brains. Ma la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen such beauty and glory. Wa la udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard of such beauty. And wa la hadar ala qalbi bashar, no mind can comprehend it and understand it and perceive it. But Almighty Allah gives us all this so that we just get a glance and a glimpse of it. So Almighty Allah says, such water will be rotating upon you, and not to quench the thirst, but just for istilzaz, just for your pleasure. Baydaa, crystal, crystal white, ladhatil lisharibin, and it will bring great, great pleasure for those who drink it. So it shows that today in this world, the greatest water is Zamzam water. Ma'u Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, whatever intention you make that is permissible, Allah will make it effective when you drink the Zamzam water. But when you enter Jannah, you just take a sip, la yazma'u ba'dahu abada, you will never ever feel thirsty again. So therefore we cannot compare anything of this world to that what is in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Everything there is eternal, everlasting pleasure, prosperity. Now when people drink today, Allah forbid the alcohol, the intoxicants, the whiskey and the beer, then they get headache, they have an aftermath, and then they have, you know, so many other problems, they go crazy. لا فيها غول, and there'll be no headache and dizziness for you after you drink this water, because it is pure sharaban tahura, such a drink and such liquid that itself is pure, and it'll purify others as well. So la fiha ghulun, there is no headache, no dizziness, wa la hum anha yunzafun, and nor will they be feeling intoxicated and drunk after they drink from this water. So imagine all might Allah give us bi yadihi al-sharifa from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak hand, and that is the house of Kawthar, from the fountain of Kawthar. Did you make dua? Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Oh beloved Allah, grant us jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, and say ya Allah, grant us the shafa'a intercession of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma zuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-Qiyamah, and the water of Hawza Kawthar. And if you read one verse in the noble Quran, Allah Jalla Wala states, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا, He Almighty Allah Himself will give them the water to drink and the liquid to drink, and it will be so pure and so forth. Therefore, Jannat al-Firdaus is beyond our perception and comprehension, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 76 and verse 21, قاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا اللهم اجعلنا منهم. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us from those people who enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la بغير حساب, without reckoning, without accountability, flying into Jannah straight without any problems. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 8th of Safar, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 312. Today, these are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. In Gaza al-Mubarakah, listen, human beings, if you have any soul in you, if you're a harami like the jutlas and the murderers and the war criminals, then they hardly have any soul left. You must remember that. Almighty Allah states, كَالْحِكَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, they are like donkeys upon whom encyclopedias have been placed. Remember, chapter 62, verse 5. There are more amputees in Gaza than China. China's population over 1.2, 1.3 billion, and yet 2 million, but somebody's hand is amputated, somebody's toes are amputated, somebody's feet is amputated. So there are more amputees there in Gaza compared to China. What does that tell you of the Israeli Defense Force and the army and so forth? They are murderers, they are rapists, and they are haramis of the first order, the most immoral army on this earth. And therefore Netanyahu wants a world war, because to save himself from prison. But you're going to prison whether you like it or not. Your Katzev couldn't control his rifle, rape charges, your president of Israel. Olmert had to go to jail because of corruption and eating omelette day in prison. So next one is you, Bibi, you harami, and your cronies, your Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and all the others. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you appoint your dogs against them and let them rub them apart. If Iran sends missiles, ballistic missiles to Russia, America says there will be consequences. Who the hell are you to tell Iran there'll be consequences when you are now sending so many millions, billions of dollars and arms and ammunition to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel? So everywhere double standards. For you, you can do it, but other countries can't do it. Who the hell are you to dictate all this? Israel says Hamas killed two hostages. So let's say that it happened. So if I am Yahya Sinwar and they are murdering, killing our babies, our children and so forth, so we know we got some of the Israeli army personnel. So to teach Israel a lesson, we put a bullet through one, two of them. You 100% justified Islamically. Remember that these are the army guys and personnel and so forth, and you kill them, psychological warfare. You want to kill our people, so we'll take some of your senior people out as well. But this has not happened. It's psychological warfare. Israel is losing the war, so they want sympathy. They always want to play victim. Remember that Israel, Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists only play on three things. The Holocaust, we lost 6 million people. Go to hell with your 6 million people. 6 million Palestinians are in the diaspora. You didn't even lose 1 million people. Go check the facts up and leave your hasbara and propaganda. Then they will play with the term anti-Semite, anti-Semite. So the biggest anti-Semite are you, that you are killing the Palestinians and so forth. They belong to the Semitic family. They speak Arabic and so forth. So we are anti-Semite. Go to hell with your propaganda. And third one, they will always play the victim. Now see, Hamas has killed our people. What about you killing 200,000 people in Gaza? So that are the true figures. Kamala or Trump cannot take the people, the Muslims and the Arab vote for granted in the November elections, so they don't know which way to turn, because they have to walk the tightrope. They have to appease Israel, because the money comes from there, the Jutlas, and they have to appease the people who can see the genocide unfolding there in Israel, meaning what Israel is doing in Gaza and what Israel, the Jutlas, Zionists are doing there in the West Bank and various places. Musk interviewed Trump last night, both jokers. Trump, he doesn't look after his rifle properly. He doesn't know how to, you understand, win the argument, so he goes for character assassination. So he tells them on the Musk, you see, he tells Musk and the viewers and whoever else, the interview started late because they have technical hitches. They say, no, Iran hacked them. Anything goes wrong, Iran did it. Your haramis, it's good if Iran did it. So, or anybody else did it. So then he says, if you voted for Biden, it's bad. But if you vote for Harris, then your head must be red. So that is how he speaks. But remember, the world knows what a big liar he and Bibi are. Gallant and Bibi clash. So Gallant is the Minister of Defense. He said that Bibi is talking more nonsense than anything else of complete victory. We'll never ever get complete victory and so forth, and we will lose the hostages. So there you got it from the horse's mouth. Ukraine takes heavy losses in Kursk. But remember, they entered 30 kilometers, 40 kilometers inside Russia. So now they don't say invasion into Russia, they say incursion. I must give it to those whiteys, you know, how they play with words and so forth. So now Putin says that me, I'm going to give them a worthy response. Open up, Putin. Send your submarines. Send your nuclear. And you justified 100%. Teach us Americans and Europeans and NATO's good lesson. Pakistan's first, you must, first time this has happened in Pakistan's history, that the ISI, now ISI are the biggest guys there, they can rule with the army and so forth. So there was one guy who was the chief of the ISI before, Faiz Hamid, he's taken into custody. So he must have spoken against America, he must have spoken against Israel and so forth, so they will get some trumped up charges against him. So a big shot of the Pakistani army, previously a chief, and now he's taken into custody. Protest rages on in India because the Hindus are getting attacked in Bangladesh. Why don't you speak about the attack against the Muslims? What you did there, Modi, in 2000 and so forth, 2001 there in Gujarat. Why you don't speak about all the harm you did and the women you raped in Kashmir of India? Why you don't speak about all the mosques and all that you burned and your agenda of Hindutva? So if the Muslims are giving the Hindus a good thrashing there, they justified that pack up and go back to India. So what are you doing here in our country? So remember, we have no sympathies for the Jutlas or the Hindus when they attack the Muslims and so forth. You deserve what you got. So don't cry now that, oh, what about the human rights and so forth. Where's the human rights in India? Where's the human rights in Palestine, occupied Palestine, Israel? The Quran told us, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future, your worst enemies will be the Jews. Allah didn't say Zionists, He said Jews. So those people who say the Jews are not our enemy, these are just apologetic people and bootlicking. You must remember the enemies of Islam. And Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, those who are the mushriks. Remember, the mushrik mean that the Hindus. We never say every Jew or every Hindu, but we will say that majority of them. You can see what's happening in Israel and in India. Mahmoud Abbas, the Murtad, and the president of the PA, Palestinian Authority, another hypocrite, Ghaddar, traitor, and a non-Muslim shaitan, just like MBS and MBZ and all of them. So Mahmoud Abbas visits Putin in Moscow. Can you believe that? He wants aid and he wants this, but he'll say cool it and so forth. So sanctions must apply and should be on the agenda against Israel. This is the political chief of the EU. So now EU is waking up, little bird. It took them how many years? So remember, but against Russia, quick. And South African apartheid, quick. But against Israel, because Israel is a proper, you understand, harami. You don't understand harami, a B, illegitimate child. So now we have to walk with caution and so forth. The Gaza people collecting the body parts of their children and babies and women in plastic bags. Does that work on your conscience, you haramis? That you see, now they're weighing it. That so many kilos, one body. Another kilo, so many, another body. Like that. So this is what Israel does. They're targeting babies, innocent people. They will tell you, no, there's Hamas there. And they'll give some names. But they gave the names before also. They are master liars and haramis and cursed nation, and Allah will always punish them, as enshrined in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. No America, nobody can help them. Hasina had to run from Bangladesh, and she's still there in India. She says, now she's opening up, that she refused America the Bengal Bay, and therefore they made sure they took revenge and kicked her out. When Trump comes into power, this is what Trump is trumpeting about. He said there will be the biggest deportation from America of all these criminals and murderers and so forth. So who are you going to deport? The Israelis. They are the murderers. They are the rapers. They are the ones who are the terrorists. Or are you going to deport the Muslims? So Trump just talks a lot of nonsense. You must remember that. So they must put him away for his felony charges and the rape and what charges against him. Putin said, we're going to fix Ukraine up, you watch what we do. Earthquake there in Jordan and Syria in between. Allah have mercy on Bilad al-Sham. All these countries belong to the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. United Nations, so the security, the Secretary General said, this permanent seat for the five guys in that cannot work now. That was 80 years ago. We have new challenges now, so Africa must be given one permanent seat. We're hearing that story for past 30, 40 years now. Nothing happened because they say Africa is the third world country and third world continent. We have over 1 billion people here, but no voice, remember. So only the whites and so forth must get voice. No Muslims, no Arabs, no Africans. So that is your 100 countries, 120 countries can say sanctions, embargo on Israel, and they are war criminals, America will use the veto. So much for your democracy. Bibi lied to the Times magazine. But don't you know that Bibi Netanyahu is a serial liar? Every second sentence he speaks, he will lie. And just like Trump as well. India, there's a big company called the Adani Company, and they suffered millions and millions of dollars of losses. Why? Because now America and some company have made allegations against them that they have, you must remember, outshore and so forth, you know, investment, avoiding, evading tax and so forth and so on. US sends, America sends submarines to the Middle East. This is how they're going to bring peace, remember. Thousands evacuated from where? Athens. Now the fires have reached Athens also in Greece, and now they don't know what to do. Earthquake hits Los Angeles. The Olympics ended, and they say in 2028 they're going to have the Olympics in Los Angeles. Allah is showing you America, whether it's your Los Angeles, whether it's your White House, or whether it's your Red Square, or whatever it can be, I will decimate and destroy you in 1 second if I want to. So Los Angeles shaking and so forth. Yunus, who is in charge of Bangladesh, say every minister, every ministry must have one student representative, because this revolution is a student revolution. Smart move there. Starmer, the Harami of UK, speaks to another Harami, the president of Iran, and say de-escalate. So you should tell him, but who created Israel? Who is arming them? Who's giving them material support and so forth? If it's not you, now you say de-escalate and so forth. MBS spoke to Cyril. Can you believe it yesterday? MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, spoke to Mr. Pala Pala of South Africa, Cyril. Matters of bilateral support. They say, ANC, you're in big trouble? Don't worry. I'll help you out and so forth. Take another $1 billion. Do this and so forth. So that is how they operate. You must remember this. And he will say the Muslims are too active here and so forth. So that's how they speak. You know, and I won't be surprised like what MBZ did. You know, MBZ of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, he told South African government, I'll give you billions, withdraw your charges against Israel in the ICJ. So if this guy also did it, I don't have proof for it, but it's nothing surprising. You know how they operate and so forth. Okay, yeah, in South Africa, you need to wake up, brothers, sisters, citizens of South Africa. You know, anything the ANC touches must be some mix-up. So we all have, we all, meaning majority people now, or many people now, are they, you know, chose what? The prepaid meter for our electricity. Now they're telling us, if your prepaid meter is not upgraded, then in November, end of November, beginning November, whatever the case might be, it will not be working. So better get it upgraded. So how the hell must we know whether it's upgraded or not? So give us all the information and so forth. So that is what happens. Nothing to do with beauty, with duty, with beauty. Everything done in an ad hoc fashion, haphazardly, and so forth and so on. You don't even know that these guys who come to upgrade, whether they're really honest, bona fide guys, or whether they're crooks. That is our South Africa. We have to speak the truth, you know. So better find out whether your prepaid meter is upgraded or not. Otherwise, there'll be big problems and so forth. Let me give you the programs for today. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mona Musa Al-Ahed will be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan. So that will be interesting, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be our Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Between 12 and 1 is Suleiman Esop, my brother. His programs, mashallah, is picking up now. And I told him that today he must start something new, a new segment, and that is announce the birth of the babies. So you gave birth this week, last week, whenever, so then send it through. The ummah will make dua for your flowers, and Allahumma ij'alhum that qurrata a'yun. Allah, make these babies and children the coolness of the parents' eyes, inshallah. We know all the problems in the micro level, macro level, South Africa, Africa and the world. So inshallah, that will be good, like how we have nikah announcements on Friday. So this will be daily, Monday to Thursday. Any one of you, so just send a message, mashallah, baby boy born, and Suleiman will send out to you 200 names of the Sahaba, 100 100 male and 100 female, inshallah. And I'll send it out also, inshallah. And then tomorrow, they're 10 past 5. Now, all of you Radio Ansar International listeners, Markaz Sahaba International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they're the listeners. So 10 past 5 is Adhan. It starts, Fajr time starts from tomorrow in Durban, 5:10. So 10 past 5, Adhan will go. Quarter past 5, inshallah, I will start, because Salat time has changed. But as from today, Jamaat is 6 o'clock. So we'll carry on from now, right till 5 to 6, inshallah, Mawsalim Kareem. So let's fire up, inshallah, Al-Aziz.
Mufti Saab, I want to start Hibs, and my parents don't have a problem with it. But the thing is that my friends are saying that I can't do Hibs because I did not finish a khatam of the Quran. Is there any such ruling on this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Therefore, you must watch out who you take as your friends. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. A person normally will follow the habits, the custom, religion of his friends. Therefore, on day of Qiyamah, the person will say, La laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. How I wish I didn't take such first person to be my friend, because they corrupted themselves, astray themselves, they lead others astray. So when I started Hifz in 1968, memorization of the Quran, never mind completing the Quran, I couldn't look inside and read Quran properly. Hafiz Ibrahim Limaliya, my honorable ustad, beloved teacher, Hafidahullah wa ra'a, Allah give him siha, afiya, apa also. So when he told me after my parents left and everything, he said, you're so hopeless and useless, you can't even read Quran looking inside. And I felt ashamed to tell your mother that you can't do this. So let's start now. So I still keep it with my Quran. So there, the Amma Para, you know, the 30th Jews. So there is still with Hafsaf's red pen. So he would read, Amma yatasa'alun. Amma, this is Gunna. Yatasa'alun, this is Mad. He would read, I would read. He would read, I would read. That Amma Supara, Amma Jews took me 4 months. With Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakah, blessing, parents and teachers, duas, then still we flew, then after that finished first with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. There's no such thing like that. Don't listen to idiots and fools. So what you must do, oh brother, oh sister, that this week, Thursday night and every Thursday night, read Surah Yasin. Thereafter, read Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. In the 25th Subara. Thereafter, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, in the 21st Subara, and then Surah Mulk. So read that. If you know it by heart, read it in Salat, Surah Fatiha, before each Surah. You don't know it, look inside the Quran Sharif and read it in the sequence I mentioned, and thereafter, 2 rakat Salat. Allah will bless you with a wonderful retentive memory. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Allah some address Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, Salatan O Khamsan O Sab'an, you do so, O my beloved son-in-law, for 3 consecutive weeks or 5 or 7 weeks. First Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, and thereafter Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Supara, and thereafter you'll go on with the Surah Mulk. So that is the sequence you should follow, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, when doing Atiqah, the meat distribution, is it the same as Qurbani?
Yes, the same like Qurbani. We just told you that the babies are born. So yesterday the baby was born Monday, so before Maghrib, before sunset. So Sunday is the 7th day. So that is how it works. And if it's a baby boy, then it is 2 goats or 2 sheep. If it's a baby girl, then 1 goat or 1 sheep. And remember, according to the Shafis and them, Hanbalis, you can't give Qurbani meat or Aqeeqah Sikh Army to non-Muslims. It must be Muslims who are the recipient. Whether they rich, whether they poor, all that is no problem. And according to Hanafis, whether it's Qurbani meat or whether Aqiqah meat, then Hanafi jurors and scholars say you can give non-Muslims also. And it's best for Qurbani and Aqiqah you make. It's not compulsory, but desirable, meritorious, virtuous. You make three parts. One part you keep for yourself. One part you give your family, your friends. For example, your in-laws and whoever else, your cousins, relatives. And one part, one third, you give to the poor. But remember, Hanafis say Muslim or non-Muslim. And Shafis, Hanbalis and them say it must be Muslim only.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to read Ishraq and Chah Salah together?
For example, here by us today, so now you will say 5:20, Fajr time starts, and around 4:38 or so will be, 5:38 will be sunrise. So you just add 13, 15 minutes and so forth, so say 10 to 7, 5 to 7, 7 o'clock, you read Ishraq Salat. So you read two rakats, and thereafter you read another two rakats, and you made intention of chash. Chash is the Farsi Persian word used in Urdu also. The proper terminology we should learn, and that is Salatul Duha. So you read their second two rakats, Salatul Duha, so then that is totally permissible. Even according to Shafis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, everybody is permissible. And if you delay it, so that also is permissible. You read it 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So all these are flexible issues. Al-Babu Wasi'un. So these are the things that are flexible. So if you're a very busy person, you read everything in the morning, 10, 12, 15 minutes, say 12, 15 minutes after sunrise, all permissible, acceptable.
This is a two-pronged question. I would like to know if it's permissible for an alim to go for Umrah if he has debt and if his trip is sponsored. Question number two, is it okay for an alim to take money from his widowed mother, or is he supposed to support her? She does home industry and sews to make her money. Please explain in detail.
You see, there was a great, poet and a philosopher, call him whatever you want to, the pride of Pakistan, as they would call him, Iqbal Marhum. Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi was a great, great lover of him, the glory of Iqbal. That's the book, you see, Rawayu Iqbal in Arabic. So he took Iqbal and then he praised him, regarding his poetry and so forth and so on. It don't mean we have to agree with everything, I'm just telling you. So he read, I'm not into poetry and that, but few things we remember, like. So Iqbal said, Pehle the mufti, masail ke batane wale, abbi hai mufti, mufke khane wale. Beautiful words, he said. Initially, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, all the people were the muftis. They were teaching the people the maslas and what to solve and resolve and so forth and so on. And nowadays, many of them, we don't say all, so we'll say many of them are what? Mufatiyas. Just on the bandwagon collect. Now take these three questions. There is a Maulvi Sahib, a Maulana, so now he has debts. He owes this one, this one, this one. But now one agent told him, come on, I want you to come for Umrah. And so he said, yes, I'm ready. So to go for Umrah is mustahab, is sunnah. That's most, you can't say anything higher than that. And to pay your debts is compulsory immediately. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. Yughfaru li shaheed kullu dhanbin illa ad-dayn. That for the shaheed, the martyr, all the sins will be forgiven except debts. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua. Hadith there in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from ma'tham, the places of vices and sin, and maghram, the debts and accounts and loans and so forth. So it's not permissible. So remember that you must pay your debts first, Maulvi Sahib, Maulana, then you worry about your Umrah and so forth and so on. So you're giving the wrong signal to your creditors, and then you're going to give big, big lectures and so forth. So what effect will it have? Very little impact it will have. So that is the first issue. The second issue, if he can't even look after his mother, then what you going to expect then? I'm asking you. Instead of him supporting his mother, he takes money from his mother. You should be ashamed of yourself. Don't you know what Quran Kareem states? Go and read chapter 17, verses 23, 24, and 25, and all that, and see. And go read chapter 17, verse 27. So now it seems that you have a habit of taking from people, but you don't want to spend. You don't want to pay your debts. You don't want to spend on your mother. But if some agent tell you, come on, they're coming in for Umrah, you say, I'm on. Then your mother, whether she's, you pressurize her or not, but you take her money and so forth. But she's struggling herself, home industry and doing this and so forth. So I can't call such a person an alim. Remember that. Our Mawlana Qasim Sehman over Allah Qadahu used to give us a beautiful lesson. He said today, he saw Akabir, he saw the real giants of this Ummah, you know. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahman Amrohi and Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Hazrat Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, they were all his teachers. So remember that these were the giants of that time there. He tell the students and all of us, become alim ulama bil ain, with the ain, alim ulama. Don't become alim with alif, with hamza, that you're causing pain to people and so forth. So you, I can't call you alim. I'll call you alim with alif. You're causing more harm to people than good. So it's haram and not permissible what you are doing.
Mufti Sahab, I've got a friend who has committed the act of zina. I'd like to find out if a person who commits zina, will he be forgiven?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala answered this question in two different verses. If a person committed fornication, he's not married, so you call it fornication. And then in chapter 24, verse 2, Almighty Allah addresses this issue. Azaniyatu azani, fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. Wa la ta'khudhkum bima ra'fatun fi deenillahi in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. Wal yashhad adhabahuma ta'ifatun minal mu'minin. When the fornicators, they committed this crime, and either they admitted to it, or either we have four male witnesses who saw this happening with their own eyes, not videos and so forth, and the circumstantial evidence, with their own eyes they saw all this act happening. So now that person is found guilty, the boy, the girl, the male, female, so we must give them 100 lashes each, and it must be given to them in public, and you must not show them any mercy. So in Islam, these type of crimes take place, then we must have a punishment that is a deterrent. But you see the President's Day in America, they busy day and night with adultery and so forth and so on. They don't know whether they're coming or going. But Islam wants a pure and a chaste society. So first thing, we must give you 100 lashes each. Second one is this, in no country in the world today, maybe beside Taliban in Afghanistan, that you will find these type of punishments. They abhor it, detest it, and hate it. The Muslim countries, Arab countries. So therefore, you can't even call them Muslim. They hate the penal code of Islam. Then remember that you, brother, sister, we all are guilty of vices and sins. So read chapter 39, verse 53. Chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh, my beloved servants who went beyond the limits and parameters and boundaries. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned and never despair in the mercy of Allah jalla wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. For the remainder of your life, beg Allah jalla wala for forgiveness and read the dua. Read now, all of us. Allahumma hassin ha swad noon. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh beloved Allah, for did fortify and protect my private part. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. That is fornication. I receive almost every day, every second day. This husband is busy with his secretary. He's busy with his mistress. This lady married and she's busy with her boyfriend and so forth. So remember, for adultery is the death penalty in Islam. So that is Islam. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, politician or government. We have to teach the people the true Islam without compromising and without being apologetic. Fornication, 100 lashes in public, and death penalty for the male and female for adultery.
Mufti Saab, some people use alayhi salam for Hadrat Ali and Hadrat Hussein and others. Is this permissible? Their argument is that alayhi salam is used for Maryam alayhi salam, although she was not a prophet.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke of Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha and said that she is wa ummuhu siddiqah, that she is siddiqah. So we say Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. To use the word alayhi salam for Sayyidah Maryam is not correct, is incorrect. To use the term alayhi salam for Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, all of them, the Shias do. Shia the pakka kuffar, they're non-Muslim. So they have their own agenda and hidden and sinister motives and so forth. So we say alayhi salam is only for prophets and messengers. For other people, remember Sahaba and others, like Luqman and them, they're in. They're not prophets, but you say radiallahu anhu, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them. So that is how you say. And the remainder, we will say rahimahumullah and so forth. Even the word imam, yesterday in our masjid here, yeah, so where I'm going now for Fajr, Sufi masjid, that what we find, that somebody asked me, can we say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein? So I said it's permissible, but it's better not to use those words. Use the words Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu Allah Sallam said, Al Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahalil Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein are the leaders of the youth in Jannah and paradise. And whilst the Master alayhi salatu salam was alive, addressing his beloved Nawasa grandson, Sayyidina Hassan said, Inna ibni hadha Sayyidun. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. This grandson of mine is a Sayyid. So why we want to imitate the Kuffar Shias? When they say Imam, Imam, they elevate their rank to greater than the prophets and messengers. I'm not saying it's not permissible, but I am saying this, that it's better we use the word Sayyidina and words like that, Imam Mahdi. This is also propaganda of the Shias. Nowhere in the Hadith you will find the word Imam for the Mahdi. So say Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. So words like that are better off. We're not saying it's not permissible. We're speaking about what is desirable and better.
Mufti Saab, can Muslim women take part in a beauty pageant?
Totally haram. The people who organize it and say it's permissible, those who are participating in it and say it's permissible, all are murtad, straight away kuffar, their nikah is broken, their children are illegitimate and so forth. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 33, verse 33. So remember chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Women, you must stay glued to your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Don't go and expose your beauty in front of all and sundry. So now you're going to come with a bikini, you'll come with a stickini, you'll come with this, come with this. You see Olympics, now they're having competition, that which was the most beautiful lady, who was the most handsome man, South Korea, what they doing, all these people now, I've been there, see all, so South Korea, so they're saying all those people who went to the Olympics in Paris, Paris, France, whoever, whether it's the athletes or whether it's the spectators, for everyone we got special tests. And to see they're not bringing back any virus and so, because many people go there, they have their own Olympics. How many men they slept with, how many women they slept with, how many prostitutes they slept with. So these are the haramis, remember that. So well done to South Korea on that score. I leave you now. Inshallah, Mawsalim Kareem will take you to the ending of the program. Muslim. And inshallah, tomorrow, 10 past 5, Adhan, and 5:15, I will start, inshallah, Aziz. Make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah. Make dua, Allah, decimate and destroy America and Israel and all their puppets throughout the world. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.